Well, Nick is kind of our in-house late night expert.
Yeah, I mean, I was reared on it. Like my go-to when I was growing up and of age of getting into comedy was Conan, for sure. But I love all of them now, still. Like Kimmel and Fallon and Conan are all like killing it. Even just this week, they all put out something kind of incredible, like the hashtag thing, and Paul McCartney doing something with him, and Kanye on Kimmel, and like, this is an amazing time for late night right now. And that's outside of like, Oren worked on The Daily Show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that was sort of.
Yeah, I mean, well, like I could, this could be a completely separate panel. Like, I love Jack Parr and what he did. I love his type of interactions with guests, or you know, whether it was John Kennedy or Jonathan Winters, it was mind blowing. It's kind of like what Pete will do with an interview on his podcast. Yeah, it kind of comes from that type of conversation. You know, Johnny Carson, no, everyone can talk about for years on end, but he always set the gold standard. You can't say late night without Letterman. It's cool to see Arsenio back. I mean, even in the 80s and early 90s. I'm a little older than I look, but not old enough to have watched After Dark, Playboy After Dark. I mean, he was the first guy to put on NWA and Mariah Carey, which is crazy. He was the first person to put Mariah Carey on. She was like a number one pop hit, but that wasn't happening in late night then. So everyone at a certain point did something to sort of break the mold, and we're trying to do it in our own way. I was like, reared on late night, love late night, want to do our own show.
Yeah.
I grew up more watching a lot of sketch, a lot of SNL, Monty Python. That sort of influenced my comedic sensibilities, I think, a little bit more than late night. It wasn't until, like, Daily Show that I really started watching something regularly and every night. Yeah, so I think I bring sort of more of the sketch sensibility to the show, and I direct a lot of, I'm the segment director as well, so I direct all of our Batman sketches and as well as all the other sketches that we're going to be doing on the show. So that's sort of what I'm, my influence and how I'm bringing it to it.
It's not an old person, but it's been an absurd dream come true for me because Conan has always been a hero of mine, and that is the late night show that I watch. Now I try not to watch too much because I know he's watching, so he can tell us if someone else has done it. And I'm trying not to pollute my creativity by watching other people's stuff. Because I really would like our show to be different, but also have, you know, some familiarity to it, which I think it'll have.